Please open your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 26. This is the time in our service where we take the Lord's Supper together. It's a time where we can remember Christ's death on the cross to save sinners. And this verse gives us a further reason for why we do this. Let me read it. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 26. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. I've often read this communion passage, and each time there's three words that stick out to me. It's proclaim the Lord's death. And so I wanted to focus on these three words right now as we prepare our hearts for communion. First, Lord, and then death. And then lastly, proclaim. First, let's think about this word, Lord. What verses come to your mind when you hear the word Lord? Here's a few that come to mind. Verses like Exodus 34, verse 6. The Lord passed before him and proclaimed, the Lord, a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. Isaiah 40, verse 28, have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. Psalm 135, 6 through 7, whatever the Lord pleases, he does in heaven and on earth, in the seas and all deeps. He it is who makes the clouds rise at the end of the earth, who makes lightning for the rain and brings forth the wind from his storehouses. And finally, Amos 4:13. For behold, he who forms the mountains and creates the winds and declares to man what is his thought, who makes the morning darkness and treads on the heights of the earth, the Lord, the God of hosts is his name. This is the Lord. He is merciful, gracious, all-powerful, everlasting. He forms the mountains, creates the winds. He does not grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. And when we come together right now, we proclaim the Lord's death. This is our second word. We proclaim the Lord's death. Think about all the verses we just read about the Lord. Don't those two words right next to each other sound odd? Lord and death? Two questions I would have upon reading this is, how is it that the Lord could die, and why is it that the Lord did die? How? John 1:14, he became flesh and dwelt among us. Matthew 1:23, they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. Philippians 2:10-11, so that the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. That's what we remembered yesterday on Christmas, right? That the Lord became flesh and dwelt among us. This is the Lord Jesus. And why did the Lord die? Why did he die? Because of our sin. We each have sinned against God and deserve wrath from God. But the Lord Jesus took the wrath we deserve. He became our substitute, so that we could be saved and know the living God. And this is how serious God takes our sin. And so we need to ask ourselves during this time, are we taking our sins as seriously? Were you proud this week? Were you selfish this week? Were you sinfully angry? Did you remember during those times, believer, that the Lord died for those very sins? The righteous for the unrighteous, the holy for the unholy. Finally, the last word to think about is proclaim. As often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. When was the last time you used this word in just in your regular conversation? Do you ever come home and say, today I proclaimed something at work, or I proclaimed something at school? Think about the things that we would proclaim. If there was a great war between good and evil, and the good won, you would proclaim it to all the soldiers and everyone around suffering under the evil. And if there was a God, a sovereign, almighty Lord who created the heavens and the earth, and he came down to the sinful world and took the punishment of our sins so that sinners like you and I can be right before him, we would proclaim it. And that's what we're doing right now. So when you ask, how is church on Sunday? You could say, we proclaim the Lord's death. And we're going to keep doing it until he comes back. Now, in order to sit here right now and proclaim this message, you at the very least need to believe it. You need to believe it's a true message. In other words, you need to not be holding on to any sin in your heart. And if you're here and you've never repented of your sin and turned to the Lord God, you need to be able to repent and believe this message. So take this time, Christian. If you have sin that you're holding on to, turn from it and remember that the Lord died for that very sin. And if you're here this morning and you've never turned from your sin to this Lord, you can this morning repent and believe this news that the Lord Jesus died to save sinners. And you can join us right now as we proclaim his death. But if not, just let the elements pass you by and just talk with whoever brought you about these things. So take this time now to remember the Lord's death. And when the men are done passing out the bread and juice, we will take it and we will proclaim it together.